Very good. It's good to be with you again. How are you today? Doing well?
你们都好吗?
Yes, good. Good, good. I'm glad. All right. So we've been in a series. By the way, we have a three-week-old boy. I guess he's 3 weeks old. And he sleeps all the time. And so we are well rested. And it's a blessing.
我就告诉你,我们家那个有个三个礼拜大的小baby, 是给我们...
We can actually get things done, and so it's been really good.
All right,
very good. So over the last few times I've spoken with you, we've been in this series of sermons looking at covenants in Scripture that God made with His people throughout history.
那么过去, 几次的讲到, 我就专注在一个圣经中, 神跟以色列人所立的约。
And the covenant that we're going to look at this afternoon is the covenant that God made with Abraham, and it is an unconditional covenant.
今天我们要大家分享的就是亚伯拉罕的约, 这个约是一个无条件的约。
And let me just remind us, refresh our minds about what unconditional covenants are so that we can see how this plays out in this covenant that he made with Abraham.
那么首先我还是再重复一下什么叫做无条件的约,让大家有一个属灵上面的准备。
The first thing that we need to make sure we remind ourselves of about unconditional covenants is this, that unconditional covenants are literal covenants. And their contents must be interpreted literally as well.
那么这个无条件的约，第一个特点呢，就是它是字面的约，就是根据字面来解释。
Often we hear about so much debate about how we should interpret the Bible, but what we'll find is that all these covenants are very detailed and very specific. And they do not need any further interpretation in addition to what they already state.
我们知道我们对解经都有很多的方法，很多的意见，如何去解释，产生很多的争论。但是这个亚伯拉罕之约就是这个无条件的约了，是有详细的记载，有具体的记载，所以不用超过字面所表达的另外一个意思去解释它。
So the second thing that we need to understand about unconditional covenants is this. That the covenants that God has made with Israel are eternal and are in no way restricted, or altered by time.
那么亚伯拉罕的约第二个特点就是神与他的子民以色列所立的约是一个永恒的约，是不受时间的限制，也不因时间而改变。
And so what that means basically is that a covenant can be made, it can be sealed, it can be signed. It can be delivered, but it doesn't necessarily have to mean that the covenant happens in that moment. It could be delayed 5, 10, 15, or hundreds of years later.
那我们这个月知道必定有签署盖章，在历史中为特别时刻而定。但是这个不代表所有规定的条款是马上生效，有时候要50年，有时候25年，甚至有时候要等到主再来的时候才能够体验。
And it's also, this is the third thing, it's also important for us to make sure that we understand or that we re-emphasize the idea that these unconditional covenants were not retracted by God because of Israel's disobedience.
那么我们知道第三个无条件的约的特点就是这个约不因为子民被灭，神就取消，它是无条件的。 它是纯赖神单单的去成全，也必定会成全。
These are unconditional covenants because they are totally dependent upon God for fulfillment, and their ultimate fulfillment can be expected.
所以我们知道这个约之所以永恒，是因为完完全全单单的依靠神去完成。
And then the fourth thing, before we jump into the scripture passage here today, is that these covenants were made with a specific people, Israel.
然后这个约呢,是为了历史上面一个特定的民族才设立的。
And not only can we see that laid out through Scripture in the Old Testament, but if we jump into the New Testament, we could find examples of where that was told to us in Romans chapter 9, verse 4, and again in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through 12.
那个这个月呢, 不但是在旧月里面有自在, 甚至在新月的时候, 保罗也肯定这个月的永恒性, 就是记在罗马书 9章 4节, 跟以弗所书 2章 11到 12节, 他讲到, 儿子的名分, 荣耀诸月的律法礼仪, 都是为了以色列人, 而且讲到外邦人, 在这个月的局外人。
And so for us today, this Abrahamic covenant is found in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, and the scripture is listed in your bulletin if you want to read along. And then what we find in Genesis chapter 15 is that there was a ceremony that went along with this covenant. We're not going to take the time to read that today, but I want to encourage you to see both pieces, what we're going to read today, and then read on your own Genesis chapter 15 at a later time.
那么这个亚伯拉罕的约的内容是怎么样呢? 这个内容就记载在创世纪12章第1到2第1跟到第3节 而且这个约以后会在创世纪15章展开 告诉我们更详细
So here's what Genesis chapter 12 says to us, and for some, Genesis chapter 12, it's verses 1 through 3, it says this, The Lord had said to Abram, Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land that I will show you.
那么这个约记载在创世纪12章第1节,这样子说, 耶和华对亚伯兰说, 你要离开本地本族,父家往我所指, 是你的地方, 我必叫你成为大国,我必赐福给你,叫你的名为大,你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的,我必赐福与他。那咒诅你的,我必咒诅他,地上的万族都要因你得福。
And then verse 2 says, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Verse 3, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
这个是一个伟大的应许,因为要亚伯拉罕虽然没有儿子,叫他成为大国,而且凡祝福他的蒙福,凡咒诅他的必被神咒诅。
And so this afternoon, what I want us to do, I want us to take a look at three main features of this covenant that God made with Abraham.
那么我们看看神与亚伯拉罕立这个约有三大主要的特征。
The very first feature that we can see out of these three passages is the promise of land.
第一个特征就是上帝应许赐亚伯拉罕一块地。
Verse 1 says again, The Lord had said to Abram, it was Abram then, Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land that I will show you.
圣经里面讲到亚伯兰,就是以后变成亚伯拉罕,他要离开本族本地父家,就是在这个加勒底的吾尔这个地方,要到神所指示,所示的地方去。
And so what God was doing here was God was calling Abraham out of Ur, the land of Ur, of the Chaldeans, to a land that he would give to him.
就是神呼召他离开他熟悉的环境,到了一个他不认识的地方。
And we know that the land that God had promised Abraham was the promised land, and it's important to take note of something here and for me to mention this. In Genesis chapter 11, it tells us that Abram was already on his way to the promised land, but for some reason, he was stopped.
那么这个地呢,就是圣经所讲的应许之地。但是从圣经里面讲到,亚伯拉罕的父亲,亚伯拉罕跟他的太太,跟罗德,四人即去,向这个应许之地去。
So what was happening, God promised the land to Abram, but we find out before this that Abram was already on his way, and what happened was in Genesis chapter 11, verse 31, it tells us this, that Terah took his son Abram, and together they set out from the Ur of the Chaldeans to go to Canaan.
那么这个地的目标是清清楚楚的。 圣经里面讲到亚伯拉罕的父亲塔拉跟亚伯拉罕撒拉跟塔拉的儿子哈兰的儿子就是亚伯拉就是塔拉的孙子的罗德也是亚伯兰的侄儿一起四个人离开他们的家乡往所应许的地去
And then it tells us but when they came to the land of Haran they settled there Terah Abram's father lived to be 205 years old and he died in Haran
但是很可惜当他们到了这个整个路途的终点有个地方叫哈兰在那个地方他们就停下来了然后这个老父亲塔拉就死在那里此时205岁
Now if we can just pause right there just for a quick moment there's an important life lesson out of that Genesis chapter 11 that maybe we would do well to think about for our own lives
那么这个事实呢就记在创世纪十一章那么我们可以听一下到底他们这个安顿在路途的当中给我们一个什么的属灵的功课呢
And here's the lesson for us If God is calling you to go somewhere, make sure that you don't stop before you get there and you just settle.
我想这个属灵的功课就很明显。如果神呼召你，要你去某一地方，你就不应该在途中安顿下来。
And so for whatever reason, we don't really know the reason because the scripture doesn't tell us, but for whatever reason, Terah, Abram's father, decided to settle and in this land and what happened to him was he died in the place where he settled.
但是有一些某些原因圣经没有告诉我们就是亚伯拉罕的父亲塔拉就停在那个哈兰这个地方而且死在那里。
And friends, listen, the truth is this, that God doesn't want us to settle. Settling is not good for our own lives and settling is not good for those who are coming behind us.
那么我们学所学习的功课就是神不要我们在属灵的道路当中停顿下来这个停顿是一个属灵的一个失败的一个见证
And we can apply that thought to our own lives or we can apply that thought to the church as well because we want to make sure that as a church that we don't just settle into a place where we are comfortable
那么这个属灵的教训不但应用在我们个人的生命当中也应用在教会生活当中上帝不要我们在走他的道路当中停下来停留在一个舒适的地带
because the reality for us is this that if we're going to move into all of what God has in store for us as his people we have to keep on going until we get to the place that he has shared with us
所以当我们明白神的呼召也知道他为我们所设立的是什么东西我们就要持之以恒一直达到目的地
Now, the first thought here the first feature of this covenant that God made with Abraham is this promise of land and we find that this promise is reiterated in Genesis chapter 13 verses 14 through 18
那我们刚刚讲过这个约的三大特点第一个就是应许之地但是这个应许之地呢圣经里面后来就有一个很详细的重述
Now it's sometime later after Genesis chapter 12 and here in Genesis 13 the Lord said to Abraham after Lot had parted from him he said look around from where you are to the north and to the south to the east and to the west And all the land that you see, I will give to you and to your offspring forever.
那么这个十一章以后呢，我们就看到创世纪十三章，圣经里面把这个约很详实的告诉我们，就是亚伯兰跟他的侄儿罗德离别以后呢，上帝就跟亚伯兰说话，他说：“你举目向东、向西、向南、向北观看，凡你所看见的一切地。”我都要赐给你和你的后裔直到永永远远
And God reminds Abram here he says I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth so that if anyone could count the dust then your offspring could also be counted
那么我们知道当时亚伯兰是没有儿子但是神居然给他有应许他说你的后裔会多如尘土人怎么样数到尘土呢他们也可以
And then he instructs Abram, he says, go, walk through the length and the breadth of this land, for I am going to give it to you. And then we find in Genesis chapter 15, where the dimensions of this land are given. And then it's also expanded in Deuteronomy chapter 29 and chapter 30.
那么一个守约者不但明白这个约，也要有行动。 所以上帝就给他一个命令，就是亚伯兰，你起来，纵横走遍这地，因为我必把这地赐给你。
And so what God is doing here is he's expanding the land for Abram, and it comes into this other part of the covenant that we are more familiar with today, called the Palestinian covenant.
那么这个约呢，就 衍生到另外一个圣经里面讲的这个约，就是巴勒斯坦的约。
Have you heard of the Palestinian covenant in the news recently?
你们有没有在电台上面、报纸上面看到这个巴勒斯坦之约所产生的后果一直延到今天？
You may not have heard it like that, but here's where the news comes in. It's this Palestinian covenant that has created so much turmoil for centuries, including right up until today. And so what happened was God made this covenant with Israel after the Mosaic covenant and after Israel had wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
So we know that after Abraham's year, he went to Egypt 3 months, and then Moses' year, and then in the wilderness 40 years. 就立这个巴勒斯坦的约，这个约呢，因此产生好几个世代的混乱，这个风波不断的一直延到今天，在历史上的舞台扮演一个重要的角色。
And so besides the promises that God would bless them if they obeyed his commandments and curse them if they disobeyed, the Palestinian covenant also contains some very special promises to Israel that many believe will not be completely filled until the millennial reign of Christ.
那么这里讲到巴勒斯坦的约，不但提到顺命的得福、抗命的得救助，还有一些非常特别的应许。
So first of all, God promised to gather the scattered Israelites from all over the world and to bring them back into the land that he has promised to their ancestors. Now, here's the contemporary thing that's of what's happening today. Jewish people from around the world are coming back into the land of Israel. We can pull it up on Google. We can see it on the nightly news, and it's happening already.
那么第一个特点，这个巴勒斯坦的约的特点就是，他把被掳分散在万民之中，天涯各地的犹太人聚集回来，到了神所赐他列祖之地。
And the second part of this is so critical for the history place that we're in today. But God promised to regenerate the Israelites of that time and their descendants by circumcising their hearts and so that they would love him totally.
那么第二个特点呢，就是一个非常重要的，就是上帝要更新他们的心灵。 把以色列民列民的心除去一切的污秽，尽量让他们能够自愿的尽心尽性去爱他们的上帝。
And so what we're going to see as we draw closer toward the return of Christ is we're going to continue to see Jewish people flock to the land of Israel, and their hearts are going to be turning to the true Messiah, Jesus Christ.
那么我们在历史当中不断的看到犹太人归回国土。 而且他们的心慢慢慢慢的转向归回耶和华。Then
the third part is this. It's real simple. God, in this promise of land that he made with Abraham, he promised to judge Israel's enemies.
那么还有一个特点，巴勒斯坦的约就是，神会把咒诅加在他的仇敌的身上。
And then he promised that the Israelites would obey God and that God would prosper them in their obedience.
不但如此，还应许这个以色列人，如果他顺命得福、抗命得咒诅，而且让他们手中所办的一切事情
And it's these things here that are significant for us when we talk about some of the future fulfillment of this covenant that I'm going to share with you in just a few moments toward the end of my message.
那么这个是非常重要的，就是我们会讲到有一些的应许，有一些的预言到今天还没有实现，但是等一下我会提到这个在弥赛亚再来的时候怎么样会实现。
All right, so we have this covenant, this unconditional covenant that God made with Abram, and the very first feature of this covenant is that God promised Abraham and his descendants this land, this territory, and the second feature of this covenant is the promise of descendants.
那么第一个特征就是应许之地，我们刚刚讲了，然后现在临到第二个特征，就是对他后裔的应许。
And so Genesis 12, verse 2 says again to us, it says, or God says, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing.
这个应许就在创世纪12章第2节，我必我耶和华必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
And so God promised Abraham that he would make a great nation out of him. And sure enough, Abraham did have children, and he became the father to many sons.
那么在历史当中，我们看见神的应许已经实现了，亚伯拉罕有很多很多的儿子。How
many of you know the old like Sunday school song, Father Abraham?
那么有没有听过这个小孩子的主日学的歌呢？就是亚伯拉罕的儿子。It
goes, I'm not going to sing it, but it goes like this. Father Abraham had many sons. Many sons said, or had Father Abraham, I am one of them, and so are you, so let's just praise the Lord.
那这个歌我不唱给你听，怕你们就跑掉了。所以呢，就是他说，亚伯拉罕有很多的儿子，那么我也是亚伯拉罕的儿子之一。
And there are motions, right? You guys remember the motions? Yes, of course. Well, and so what happened here was... we're all descendants from Abram. We are part of the promise that has been fulfilled to Abram because we're here today. We're all descendants from Abraham.
那你们有没有想过，我们虽然是外邦人，但是从属灵的观点来看，我们也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And you know, there are some times in our lives, even when God promises blessings, when, I don't know what you're like, but there are times when I know God's promised a blessing, and I feel like sometimes God might be a liar, right? How do we dare say that?
虽然我们听到神的呼召，虽然我们知道他的应许，但是在我们生活当中，你没有这个经历呢，常常会觉得，神到底有没有说谎啊？这个事情是真吗？
And there are times when we know God has promised us things, but there are times in our lives when God's not taking care of things as fast as we think. And so what we tend to do is we tend to plot, we tend to scheme, because we don't think that we can fully trust God, right?
在我们生活当中，有时候神就要成全他的应许，但是时候还没有到了，但是我们就说，哎呀，这个神为什么不理睬呢？
And verse 3 of this passage tells us that Abram made a plan to make sure that he had an heir.
那么亚伯拉罕好像跟我们一样，当听到神的计划的时候，没有实现，他自己有他自己的计划。他说：“你就是耶和华对亚伯拉罕说，你没有给我，他对上帝说，你没有给我的儿子。” 那生在家中的人就是我的后嗣。
And so Abraham said to God, You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir.
那么我没有孩子，我怎么会有继承人呢？
So let me ask you a few questions this afternoon, just for some life application. Here's the first question. Would you like God to bless you?
那么现在有一些与生活应用有关的三个问题。第一个，你愿意神祝福你吗？
The second question is, do you really believe God could bless you if you would obey him?
第二个问题就是，如果你顺服他，你相信神真的会祝福你吗？
And the third question that I have to ask myself, and we all have to ask ourselves all these questions is, is, do you think anything you could plan could be greater than what an almighty God could do?
那么另外一个问题就是自己要诚实地问自己，你觉得你的计划会比这个全能的神的计划更好吗？
The truth for us in this secondpart of the promise is this. When we are dealing with God's blessings, His blessings are always far beyond what we could ever dream of or imagine.
我们所学到的功课就是论到这个祝福的事情，我们都知道神给我们的福气常常是超过我们所想所求的。
Abraham was concerned with what? He was concerned with an heir. Abraham was looking for a son, but in God's blessings, we have to understand that God was planning a nation immense and numberless.
那么在亚伯拉罕的脑海当中，他所关注的就是他有没有孩子。但是上帝给他一个更大的应许，就是不但有孩子，而且有一个大国。
Abraham had this small vision and small dream of how God would bless him. But if we go into verses 4 and 5, we find where God says to Abraham, he says, and the word of the Lord came to him, and he said this, this man will not be your heir, but a son who is of your own flesh and of your own blood will be your heir.
我们人的眼光是非常的有限，好像井底之蛙一样。但是上帝怎么样对亚伯兰说了？他说：“这人就是指到他的仆人，必不成为你的后裔，你本身所生的才成为你的后裔。”
And then God instructed him. He said, "Hey, listen, I want you to go outside. I want you to look up into the sky, and I want you to count the stars. And if indeed you can actually count them." And then God said to Abraham, "This is how many your offspring will also be."
那么上帝就马上叫他领他出去，走到外边说，你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过吗？你的后裔将来也要如此。
What God promises Abraham here is beyond belief, heirs like the stars that are in the heavens.
神给亚伯拉罕的后裔是超过亚伯拉罕所想所求的，说他的子孙必如天上的星，海滩上的沙那么多。
On kind of a rainy, cloudy night, we might be able to count just a few stars, but on a very clear night out in the country, if you and I were to look up to the stars, we would realize that the stars in the heavens that God was talking about to Abraham are indeed numberless.
那么在雨天或者在阴云密布的晚上，你可能可以数到天上有多少星星。但是在一个晴朗的晚上，他的星的数目是超过我们人的脑筋可以想象的。
In a similar passage, we find in Genesis chapter 22, verse 7, God says that his seed will be as the sands of the seashore.
那么创世纪二十二章十七节不是第七节，论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来。
Now let's think about this a little bit. Let's say that you're Abraham, and so both you and your wife are older, and your wife is barren, never had any kids, and God comes to you and tells you to look up at the millions of stars, and this is supposed to be how many descendants you will have.
那么你想想看，如果你是亚伯拉罕，如果你是年老，如果你的太太也是年老，突然间上帝告诉你，你有很多的子孙，像天上那么多。海滩沙那么多，你会觉得惊讶吗？
And it's really, I guess you have to have a certain slant on humor, but it's really something that's enough to kind of make us laugh, isn't it?
那么我们听到这种的应许，你会不会在那边嬉笑呢？
In fact, if we look to Genesis chapter 18, we find Abram's wife Sarai did laugh.
其实在创世纪十八章里面讲到亚伯拉罕的妻子莎拉的的确确在那边暗笑。
But Abram didn't laugh. And in chapter 15, verse 6, it tells us that Abram believed, and because of that belief, it was credited to him as righteousness.
那么亚伯拉罕不愧是信心之父，因为他第一没有笑，第二圣经讲到亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
Friends, this is a great life principle right here for us, and it's this. Belief is the very first step of obedience, and belief will always move us to action.
也许我们现在临到生活应用的第二点，就是信是在顺服之先。
Then the third feature of this covenant is this. It's the promise of blessing and redemption.
那么这个亚伯拉罕的约的第三个特征就是这个祝福与救赎的应许。
And so God in this covenant, remember it's an unconditional covenant, the first feature of this was the promise of land. Abram, listen, I'm going to give you all the land that is necessary for you to continue on this journey. And then the second piece was the promise of descendants. Abram, listen, I'm going to give you the descendants that are just absolutely numberless. And then he comes to this third part, which is really important for us, and it's the third feature here, and it's this promise of blessing and of redemption.
那么我们复习一下第一个月的特征，就是应许之地，就是上帝应许给一块地给亚伯拉罕。第二个就是应许给亚伯拉罕有很多很多的后裔。 那么现在我们来到第三个特征，就是讲到这个祝福与救赎的应许。
And so in verse 3 it tells us that God says, I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curse you, I will curse, and all the peoples on the earth will be blessed through you.
那么这里讲到，凡祝福你的，我必祝福他，耶和华。
And so
God，咒诅他，你的，我必咒诅他，万国万族也必因你得福。
And so God promised to bless Abraham and the families of the earth through him. And this promise is amplified in the new covenant, in the covenant that God made with us through Christ. And it has to do with this whole idea of Israel's spiritual blessing and Israel's redemption.
那么这里讲到这个使万国得福，这里圣经里面就引到一个普世福音的一个观念。 然后这个应许呢，一直等到耶稣基督来到世上来的时候，就完完全全的应验。
And so this unconditional and eternal nature of the Abrahamic covenant is seen in that the covenant is reaffirmed through the person to Isaac.
那么这个亚伯拉罕的无条件，这约的无条件性跟永恒性。 最后，在两个人的身上被建立、被肯定，这两个人就是以撒跟雅各。
And so if we were to jump today, we're not going to take the time, but if we were to jump to Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 26, and then Genesis chapter 3, here's what we would find. The I will promises suggest this unconditional aspect of the covenant.
这个无条件的信，从一个很重要的字眼能够表达出来，就是我必。
And then that Genesis chapter 28, this covenant that God made with His people is further confirmed to Jacob.
那个这个肯定不但在亚伯拉罕的以撒的儿子以撒的身上，而且在他孙子的身上，就是雅各的身上。
Remember the three always go together, right? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
以撒、雅各在圣经里面常常是一口气的把他们表达出来。
And it's noteworthy for us here that God reaffirmed these promises amidst the sins of the patriarchs, which further emphasizes this unconditional nature of the Abrahamic covenant.
那么很重要一个事实，就是他们的列祖以色列人的列祖也是罪人啊。但是神重赎了这个约，在三个人身上，就代表这个约是完完全全无条件的，是神自己亲自去成全了。And
so we find that this third feature of this covenant, the promise of blessing and of redemption, is again talked about in the new covenant, and it's also spoken about in the first book of Jeremiah.
那么这个祝福跟救赎的应许呢，虽然是记在旧约里面，但是从旧约里面中的一本书叫耶利米书，也讲到一个很新的名词叫新约。The
old covenant that God had established with His people required obedience to the Old Testament Mosaic law.
那么这个旧约的特征就是神要求他的子民遵行摩西的律法。
And because the wages of sin is death, Romans chapter 6, verse 23, the law required that people perform rituals and sacrifices in order to please God and then were able to remain in His grace.
那么新约里面罗马书讲到罪的工价乃是死，那么这个旧约这个结论在旧约里面就提出来，人需要做点东西，就是要要求神的子民遵守摩西的律法。
But in this first book of Jeremiah, what happened was this. The prophet predicted that there would be a time when God would make a new covenant with the nation of Israel and offer another way for the redemption of sin.
那么这个律法就是要求人要行什么礼仪祭祀讨神的喜悦，然后神在以恩典的报答他们。但是这个重点就是这个新约，新约就是神改变子民的心，让他们从生命当中来去敬畏神。
So here's that conversation that God had through Jeremiah. He said, or the Lord says, the day will come when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and Judah, and this is the new covenant I will make with the people of Israel on that day, says the Lord.
那么耶利米书三十一章就把这个新旧约当中所提到的新约的内涵讲出来了。耶和华说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
I will put my law in their minds and I will write them on their hearts and I will be their God and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, Know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord, for I will forgive their wickedness and I will remember their sins no more.
那么这个新约的重点就是不再是仪文，不再是表面了，乃是上帝把他的律例等典章写在我们的心中，让我们的生命有一个推动力去遵循他的旨意，去爱我们的邻舍。
And so we can see how this covenant is being reaffirmed throughout the Old Testament, and that will lead us up into the new covenant when Christ comes, because we see the covenant being made with Abraham, we see the covenant being made with Isaac, we see the covenant being made with Jacob, and then we see the covenant spoken through Jeremiah as well.
那么我们看到这个约与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各立了以后，就奠定一个新约的基础，就是耶利米书所讲的，日子将到，我与以色列家跟犹大家另立新约。
And then we find here God's method of fulfilling the Abraham covenant, and the method that He uses is very literal.
那么我们知道，到此为止，我们看到亚伯拉罕的约的应验是一个字句上的应验。
And so what happened here, we can see this through the scripture, is that God partially filled this covenant in history. And so what that means is that God blessed Abraham by giving him the land. We can find that in Genesis chapter 13.
那么我们看到这个约到此为止是一个局部性的应验，就是历史上我们就看到神的的确确祝福亚伯拉罕，而且赐他一个地。
And then we can find that God blessed Abraham spiritually in Genesis chapter 13, 14, and 23.
也是给他们属灵的福气。
And then God gave him numerous descendants. We can find that evidenced in Genesis chapter 22 and verse 49.
也是给他数不清的数字，关于他的子孙的数目。
But the important element here that we want to pick out of this Abrahamic covenant demands that there is a future fulfillment. So this covenant spans a long period of time, all right? God has fulfilled part of the covenant, but then it demands a future fulfillment with the Messiah, Jesus, and his ruling of the kingdom.
那么我们刚刚讲到部分的应验乃是历史性的应验，但是有部分现在还没有实行，就是一个预言性的应验，就是讲到有一位弥赛亚将会建立国度，将会降临，这个今天还没有
And so let me just kind of give to you real quick some of the three things about how this covenant will be fulfilled in the future.
那么这个预言性的描述 可以用三点来 阐明。
And so the first thing that's going to happen is this, that Israel as a nation will possess the land in the future.
第一点就是以色列国将来必定承受地土。
And so the news programs that are on now, the craziness in the Middle East, and this whole mini war, at least if not a full war, that's beginning to take place with the Palestinians and Israel. What's going to happen is this: there's going to be a day when this is fulfilled, when Israel as a nation will possess and retain the land that they're kind of battling over.
我们从新闻当中看到中东这个地带那么混乱，那么多战争，好像神的应许不会实现，但是神告诉我们，以色列国必定会承受这块地图。
And this is important, and I've had a few people ask me this from time to time, but it's important for you and I as Christians, as believers, to make sure that we stand with Israel in this situation.
So, 我们在历史上跟政治上的观点就是 我们认为基督徒应该站在选民的那一边。
And then the second part of this fulfillment, this future fulfillment, is that Israel as a nation will be converted, they will be forgiven, and they will be restored.
第一点就是以色列国必归回，必被赦免，必定复国。
And so here's where we find that future fulfillment talked about. It's out of Romans chapter 11, verses
25-27.
It says, I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers and sisters, and so that you may not be conceited. But Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of Gentiles has come in, and in this way, all Israel will be saved.
在罗马书，保罗讲到一个极大的奥秘，就是说，以色列人现在虽然有几分信应，但是到了外邦人的数目填满的时候，以色列全家得救。
As it is written, the deliverer, God, will come from Zion, and he will turn godlessness away from Jacob, and this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins.
圣经 里面讲到，那个时候必有一位救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家一切的罪孽。那个时候，我就与你们立约。
And so as we're on a path then in time toward the return of Christ, these things are going to happen, and many Jews, as I shared just a little bit ago, will come to know Christ as the Messiah.
我们今天在历史上面，我们是 慢慢地慢进在这个末世的一个道路，就是以色列人有很多归向基督。
And so here in the United States, there are about 7 million Jews, and of that group, an estimated 1.7 million of them are what we call Messianic Jews, or fulfilled Jews, and that number of fulfilled Jews is growing steadily.
那么根据最近的统计， 今天在美国有700万的犹太人，但是其中有200万的犹太人是那种仰望弥赛亚来临的犹太人。
And then the third part of this covenant, this future fulfillment, is that Israel as a nation will repent and receive the forgiveness of God in the future.
论到弥赛亚国度降临的事情，第三个特点就是以色列必全
And so what happens here is this. This Abrahamic covenant will find its ultimate fulfillment in the connection with the return of the Messiah to rescue and to bless his people Israel.
这个就是亚伯拉罕的约，一个终极性的应验，而与成全。
And it's through the nation of Israel that God promised in Genesis chapter 12 to bless the nations, all the nations of the world.
就是弥赛亚第二次来临的时候，要拯救、祝福以色列民，透过以色列国，以色列必成为大国。
And that ultimate blessing will usher in the forgiveness of sins and the Messiah's glorious kingdom reign here on earth.
这个终极的性的祝福就引进一个属灵的大复兴，就是罪得赦免，弥赛亚在地上掌王权。
And so what do we do with this? What do we do with this third part of the Abrahamic covenant?
那么我们怎么样在生活当中应用这个亚伯拉罕的应许的第三个特点呢？
How can we apply this to our life?
我们怎么样把这个道理成为我们生活上的应用呢？
Well, it's pretty simple for each one of us, and here's how we can apply it.
其实很简单。
We just need to know that God wants to bless us. And within that blessing, He has provided a way of redemption for us.
首先我们要深信上帝是愿意祝福我们。在这个大前提之下呢，他开了一条又新又活救赎的道路。
To be redeemed simply means that our sins have been transferred to Christ when He was on the cross, dying for those sins that are being transferred.
什么叫救赎呢? 就是把我们每一个人的罪，透过我们的信心，这个罪就归到基督的身上，他为我们背负重担。And
what we've seen through the covenants, and what we'll see through the next one that I'll share with you, is the story of love. It's the story of grace. It's the story of mercy. And it's ultimately the story of sacrifice that God made so that He could bless us and redeem us.
所有这个月的重点不外是三点：第一，这个是一个爱的故事；第二，是一个恩典与怜悯的彰显；第三，就是一个救赎的故事，就是好像约翰福音所讲的。And
I'm not sure where you are today spiritually.
我不知道你们现在属灵的地位是在哪里。
I'm not sure where you are today in your relationship with Christ.
我也不知道你跟耶稣基督的关系是怎么样。
But today can be a day where you experience God's blessing and redemption and fulfillment of this covenant in your own life.
但是今天就是个救赎的日子，你可以把你的生命交给耶稣，让他来更新你，也赐给你们永远的福分。
And if you'd like to enter into a relationship with Christ, talk to one of the co-workers, talk to me if you'd like after the service, and we'll be able to help you navigate through what that looks like for your
如果你被感动，决定要接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主，那么你可以跟我们弟兄姐妹去探讨，也可以跟牧师直接的研究。
Very good, let's pray today.
我们低头祷告。
God, we thank you for your word.
主啊，我们谢谢你赐给我们好的话语。
We thank you for speaking to us today.
我们也谢谢你亲自透过圣经对我们说话。
And Lord, I pray that you'll take the information that we've heard this afternoon and apply it to our lives.
也求圣灵帮助我们，把我们今天所领受的知识转变为我们生活的应用。
Lord, I pray that you'd help the academic part of it connect with our heart and our mind, and so that it would bring life to us.
求神实在帮助我们，把头脑的知识改变成生活的见证。
And we thank you, Lord, for this unconditional covenant that's a part of our lives as well.
我们谢谢你给亚伯拉罕做一个无条件的约，这个约也是与我们今天切切有关。
And we thank you for your blessing, and we thank you for the opportunity to be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
谢谢你的祝福，也谢谢你给我们有一个得救的机会。
And we pray all these things in your name. Amen.
我们这样的祈求祷告，乃是奉圣子耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。 Amen.